Paz de Cristo, Body of Christ. It's 5:21 Sunday morning, and we give the Lord Jesus Christ the honor and the glory for another day of life, for giving us, for granting us life, for our family, for our wives, for our husbands, for our children. We give Him thanks for a roof over our head. We give Him thanks for clothes on our backs, food in our belly, for the blessing that we have to open our eyes. How many people die every day? And today, you and I are among the living. Not that we're happy that those people died, but we're glad that we're still living. Because the Bible says, while there's life, there's hope. And that means that while you're living, there's still an opportunity to change what needs to be changed or what can be changed in our lives. You got to understand that. There's always something that we can change, that we can tweak in our lives. Yesterday was a good day, but today should be better. You know, maybe I'll search for His presence more. Maybe I'll read that extra chapter today. Maybe I'll spend an extra 5 minutes in prayer. Maybe I'll fast today. Maybe I'll tell somebody about Jesus Christ today. See, every day can be better. And we give the Lord honor and glory for another day of life. And today I want to read you a small sermon about 1 John chapter 4. And the Word of God reads in this manner, in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and it is now already in the world. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your presence this morning, Lord. Sunday, 5:25 in the morning. We give you the honor. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you praise, Lord, for another day of life. For the listeners, in Jesus' name, in America and Africa and parts of Arabia, Iran, Iraq, wherever they are, Lord. Men, women, elderly, youth, whoever they are, Lord, we bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. Name above all names. And I hope that you're doing well. I pray you're doing well. I pray that this word reaches you in the appropriated time that God has set aside, that this word shall reach you. I want you to understand, church, that we're living in perilous times. We're living in times where many people are out there preaching, prophesying. They're out there saying that the Lord has sent them. They're out there saying that they are sent by God. And a lot of us, you know, we're watching them because we believe that they are true. We believe that they are sent by God. You know, just because they start reading the Word of God, we already take it as this is of God. And just because we flip the channel to a certain program and we hear a scripture of the Bible, or we hear them read a chapter of the Bible, we automatically assume that this is good for me. The Word of God says in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, examine all things and only take the good. So there's going to be good, not always 100% of the time in everything, But even if there was just a little bit of good in it, we are to examine it. And if there's nothing good there, don't take it. But if there's something good there, take it. Now, that being said, we need to be very careful what we are listening to and what we are watching, because not everything that shines is gold. There are preachers out there who are preaching a hidden agenda. There are churches out there that have a hidden agenda. Our agenda, or my agenda, at Doorway to Heaven Church of the name of Jesus Christ is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. That gospel is that God became flesh, came as a man, born of a virgin, was prophesied to come by many prophets. He came, he lived as a man among us, the Bible says, for 33 years, and for 3 years he preached the gospel. And he brought salvation. Acts 2:38, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And he ascended, and he will return for the second time. That is the gospel that I'm preaching. It is 100% biblical. It is 100% doctrine approved. It's in the Bible. I'm not preaching a hidden agenda. I'm not telling you, well, if you send me $1,000, I'm going to pray and that cancer is going to be gone. If you send me $1,500 right here where I am, I'm going to lift my hands because I'm a prophet of God and I'm going to prophesy a word over you and it's going to be a good word over you. And all you have to do is send me $1,500. The Bible says that do not believe every spirit. We are to test the spirits, church. We have to have discernment. We have to have foresight in Jesus to know when a man, when a woman, even if they're coming under the covering of the name of Jesus, that doesn't mean nothing. If your spirit is not aligning up to what I know, what the Bible teaches me is correct, then there's something wrong there. You understand? Praise God. If your spirit is not aligning up to what the Word of God says that is correct, there is something wrong. Just because you come and say hallelujah and this and that and you're hooping and hollering, I don't care about the emotion. Show me what the Bible tells me. Show me what the Bible says. And the Bible says that there shall rise up many false prophets. Now, what is a prophet? A prophet is a person who God gives them a message for them to give an individual person or a group or out in public or in private. It's a word of God coming directly from him to a person or to a group. And it's to tell them about pending danger or something that's coming in the near future or something that's being hidden from other people. And God says, hey, I see you're doing this, I see you doing that. Knock it off. Now, there's a lot of people who use stuff like that and say, the Lord says, you know, that you're going to come out of this turmoil. You're going to come out of this. The Lord says he sees you crushed and afflicted, and he's bringing you out right now. And that sounds good. You know, that sounds really good to people who are really going through this. But what if God didn't even say that? What if the Lord didn't even tell that man or woman to say that? And they're bringing these false hopes to these people. And that's why the Bible says that we need to discern. We need to test. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So where are all these false prophets? Where are these false prophets? They're not coming, church. They're not going to be here in 2021. They're not going to be here in 2022. I want you to understand this. Wake up, church. They're in the world now. They could be on your TV telling you to send them $1,000,000, $1,000, $100. And they're going to send you this little bottle of water. They're going to send you this oil. They're going to send you this rag. They're going to send you this Bible, this miracle Bible that you're going to open. It's just going to illuminate you. I want to tell you that that $5,500 Bible that's going to illuminate you on TV is going to do the same thing that my Bible that somebody gave me that I'm reading out of right now is going to do the same thing. As long as it's the Word of God, there's no different types of Bibles. There's no special Bible that you got to pay $500 for. That the Bible that I was given to right now that I'm reading out of it ain't going to do the same thing. They're trying to sell you some water. I want to tell you, a lot of majority of these people just go to the sink and fill up these little things of water, and they're trying to sell them to you for $50, $100. Wake up, church. Jesus never went around telling people, if you send me $1,000, I'm going to give you a piece of my garment. And wherever you put this garment in your pocket, you're going to be healed. You're going to be saved. There's going to be a miracle there. Jesus did not operate in that form. Now, there is a part of the Bible where one of the apostles, could not make it to everybody. So they would lay them down, and it has a shadow passed over them, they would be healed. But they would be healed in the name of Jesus, and it was Peter. Peter would lay them down, and as his shadow went over them, it wasn't the anointing that Peter had. Listen, the Bible is very clear. It was the anointing that Jesus Christ had given him. So the glory and the honor still went to Jesus Christ. It wasn't even the shadow of Peter, but it was Jesus Christ working through him. And these false prophets will come and say that, I am doing this work. I can pray for you. I prophesy over you. Nobody can prophesy. Nobody can heal nobody if it's not through Jesus Christ. So the Bible says here that every spirit that doesn't confess that Jesus Christ is Lord is not of the Lord. So when you be careful of people that say, I prayed for somebody and they were healed. I touched somebody and they were healed. And I prophesied over somebody a word into their life and that word came true. They never mentioned Jesus Christ. The Bible says that through him and by him all things are created. Who's him? Jesus Christ. Through him, by him, all things were created. If it's not done through Jesus Christ, then it is done, as the Bible says, through the spirit of the Antichrist. Come on, church, we got to wake up. We got to discern. We got to discern the spirits. The Bible says, test the spirits. Just because somebody's coming to you and they're reading you the Word of God, let me tell you, even the enemy knows the Word of God. Remember Satan, what did he tell Jesus when he was fasting in the desert? He said, it is written. What was written? Was he talking about a dictionary? Was he talking about the best-selling novel? No, he was talking about the Word of God. Satan said to Jesus, he said, it is written. He was quoting the scriptures of the Bible. So don't tell me that Satan can't send false prophets into the church. Don't tell me that Satan can't send false prophets into the flock of Jesus Christ to shake them up, to discredit some of them, to lead them astray, to bring them out of safety and put them into harm's way. The Bible's telling us very clear in 1 John 4, beloved, do not believe every spirit. And that's why I tell you too, don't believe me, believe the Word of God. And I give you the scriptures, not that I wrote the Bible. Jesus, the Bible says that it was inspired by God, but written by man. So I always tell you what scripture I'm at. So you say, you know what, I believe Pastor Jay. No, don't believe Pastor Jay. I always give you the scripture. And then after these podcasts, I want you to open your Bible and I want you to read it, what it says. And you're going to see that what I've said lines up with the Bible. Then you know that's true. But what if I said, the Bible says in 1 John 4, that send money to those that are preaching the Word of God because they need your money. No, that's not what it says. That's a lie. And some of you, because you did not test me, because you did not discern if I was telling the truth or a lie, you're just going to be like, yeah, let's send Pastor Jay some money. But I'm here to tell you folks that we need to test everything. 1 John 4, beloved, do not believe every spirit. Don't believe everything that people tell you to be true. Don't just take it because somebody said it to be true. We need to confirm it. The Word of God says that the Word of God is confirmed. It's told, and then it's retold, and then it's confirmed to be true. Don't just believe me. That's why I tell you, I'm reading from 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. I want you to confirm that what I'm telling you is true. It's in the Bible. And that's what I'm tapping right now, my word, my sword, my bread of life, the well of living water. I'm tapping my Bible. A lot of people, just because somebody reads a scripture, we automatically, oh, praise the Lord, praise God. And we don't know that there's a demon in that person. We don't know that there's a hidden agenda in that person. And that's why the Bible is telling us to test everything. How do we test that they're of God? Well, if they don't confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, then they are not of God. And how do we find that out? I've heard many preachers on TV, many preachers on the radio, start to say a testimony, and they start out like this. I went to a third world country, and I declared that there was going to be healing in that land. So it's sounding out pretty good, right? I mean, nothing really bad. And then they get into it. And then I felt the enemy come over me, and I rebuked the enemy, right? And then I saw this lady, and I told her, lady, you're going through such and such a thing right now. And everything I said lined up with her, and she started to feel the presence. And then I extended my hand, and I said, you are healed. You are delivered of cancer right now. And she fell to the ground and she testified that she no longer had any cancer. And we worshiped all night. And she was healed. Amen. It sounds good, right? Right? It sounded good? Now let me tell you, in that story, did you ever hear mention of the name of Jesus? In that story, did you ever hear mention that God, Jesus Christ, had given him the word of knowledge to give to that woman? In that story, did you ever hear that he prayed for her in the name of Jesus Christ? See, the Bible says that whatever we do by word or by mouth, to do it in the name of Jesus Christ, that way he would get the glory. There was no mention of Jesus Christ in that story that I gave you. And it sounded good, right? It sounded like a real scenario that we could see on TV, that we could hear in a podcast, that we could see on YouTube, that we could even see in real life. But the Bible says that if the name of Jesus Christ, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, if the name of Jesus Christ is not in there, then it's not giving him the glory. So who's getting the glory? A false prophet. The spirit of the Antichrist. We need to be careful, church. That's why I say, don't even believe me. Believe what the Word of God says. Every scripture that I give you, take it to the Word of God and find out if I'm telling you the truth. A lot of people, when they preach, they won't even give the scripture that they're talking from. Because a lot of times they don't even know what scriptures they're talking from. They'll just say something like, yeah, the Bible says, you know, and they'll rattle something off. But how do you know that's true? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. They're out there, church. Body of Christ, I want to tell you, those false prophets are out there. And their job is to deter you. Their job is to take you away from the truth and give you a false truth. They want you to believe a lie. They want you to live a lie. They want you to live according to a lie, because they already know that you're living according to the truth. And they come disguised as sheep, but they're actually wolves disguised as a sheep. See, they even come disguised. They have the tie. They have the two-piece suit. They have the long dress. You know, they're dressed moderately so they don't get too much attention. And these men and women, they're out there. They're sheeps. They're wolf, raven wolves in sheep's clothing, the Bible says. And they want to deter you from the truth because you're already on the truth. Don't let go of the truth. And the Bible says, and the truth shall set you free. The truth is the word of God. And if whatever they're saying, whatever they're doing, whatever they're prophesying, if it's not in accordance to the word of God, then it is false. Rebuke it. Bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're an evangelist. I don't care if they're a pastor of a mega church. I don't care who they are. If it's not according to the word of God, then it is not of God. We need some valiant Christians to get up in these times right now. We need some Christians like Peter, like Paul, to get up to stand up and say, this is not of God. This is not the way that the word of God says it shall be. There's too many sheep. And by that, I mean too many followers. Somebody says turn left, everybody just turns left. We don't even question nothing. We don't even question why we're turning. The Bible says test the spirits. Test the spirits, church. And by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, for every man, woman, child, elderly, youth, or young, that they would hear this word, Lord, that it would be your word that they're hearing, Lord, not my word, because I did not write this Bible. I did not create it. I'm just reading out of it, Lord. And the Word of God says that this Bible was inspired by God, but written by man. Yes, man wrote it, but without God's inspiration, they would have not known what to write. So this Word is true. And I pray that every person listening to these podcasts, Lord, would know that our agenda is you, Lord. That we would know that there is no hidden agenda here, Lord. Our agenda is the truth. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but through me. The Word of God says that you said that, God. And Lord, what we're trying to do is show people that Jesus Christ is God through the Word of God. And we give every scripture when the beginning, when we start, Lord, that people could take that scripture and read it for themselves at their own appointed time. And they would find out that we're not lying to them, that we are speaking the Word of Jesus Christ, that we're giving you the glory. And we are giving you the honor at every turn, at every verse, at every page, in Jesus' name. And the people would come to know not Pastor Jay, but that people would come to know you, Jesus Christ, as the Savior of this world. And say it with me, church. 1, 2, 3. Amen. Have a great day. Be blessed.